when you got corn and to get the ear, you had to pull off
the big off the stalk.
And then you had to pull off the what?
Shucks. And if you put a shuck on, then you cut the corn. And if you were stewed or fried, you cut it, you know. You have to clean it, take all the silk off there. Or dug between there, you know. Put all the silk off there. Then you cut it like that. And you dab it in the pot with grease. That's it.
Corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is called.
Well, that's bar corn. That's what you do. You're bar, man. You're leg or leg.
Yeah. You got to pull it when it makes good.
Well, you got to pull it in the right time, you know. You pull it when you got a liberty. You get a brown or thing hanging out there. I don't know what you call it. But it be hanging out there, you know. When you pull it, if you got to pull it when it's white. You pull it in the way, the corn is tender, but if you let it stick through there, it'd be too hard. It would be uneasy.
Did you get that corn, the little kind of little corn?
Yeah,
that's what?
Small corn.
Uh-huh. It makes good roasting?
Roasting yard. I've been trying to corn, I've got a liberty all kind of corn up there. Go in and buy it. You know how many corn for that man? I don't forget it. He ain't gonna forget it either. He went to LSU and he come back from LSU. He said, go for yourself, I want you to plant some coal. I said, plant some coal. He said, yeah, get that little machine. He said, I'm gonna buy the little machine. He had the machine, little tractor. He had two little plows on it. He said, I want you to plant that corn. He said, but you gotta plant it 5 foot or 4 foot long. And we planted.
5 foot? That's pretty far.
Well, you know, small road, I mean 4 foot. Small road. But I planted, and after I planted corn, he says, I'll go fish it. That's your corn, you gotta work it. He says, I want you to try to make our double to the beetle. One stop, make one year. I want you to make two three-year-old stop. He said, I want you to wipe that corn, and you're going to take care of the whole crop. He said, I ain't going to bother with it, I just come back there and look. But he bought me the corn, he bought the machine, he bought all the tools to go with the machine. Every time I had to change tools, chopper, and put on, I had to chop with the head there and take that thing to pieces and put it. Done apart my blows for it. But I done that. That man made so much corn, he said, Goofy, goddamn, he said, I got so much corn, he said, I don't know where to put it. Shit house, chicken house, everywhere I put it. He had nowhere to put the whole corn. He said, man, that's some corn. Man, everything was crazy, a good book for corn, all along with that from the boss in the church, but bigger than that church. He had that food. And all the corn, all the other people, all the food, all the boss men, all the corn house was full. And they didn't know, still they didn't know where to put the corn. He said, I'll lay up all I could eat. He said, we didn't know what to do with that corn. People ain't got time to put it. Man, I had corn there, you know. It wasn't no too much land, no. Small piece of land. But I used to work there every day. I had to go there every day. I'd be there doing something.
Sowing something, man. At the top of the stalk was the...
Was tarsal.
Okay. Did you raise that kind of... What about that kind of fruit, that thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of, thanks to